Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. We are filming this ahead of time, but this episode comes out on 8 a.m. on November 3rd, Election Day. All right. So if you were listening to this podcast right now and you are sitting on your couch in your jammies and you haven't voted, get up off your butt and get in your car. Listen to this in the car and go vote.
Yes.
There are some states where you can register to vote at the polls.
And all our international listeners,
keep listening.
Keep listening. We do not
we
know
see you.
What has happened yet, because again, we are filming this ahead of time. But this is going to be a very exciting day for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow's my birthday, so it's my birthday wish that everyone goes out and vote.
Happy birthday, Max.
Early birthday.
New year, new you, new president.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anywho, you know us, you love us. I'm one of your hosts, Ariel. I'm joined by Becky.
Hi.
Maggie.
Hello.
And of course, Rachel.
Hi.
And today, because it has been a long road to get to this day, mm-hmm. we wanted to talk about something a little bit lighter, a little bit more about what you can do after the election and what you can do right now, something for yourself. We're going to talk about self-care. I would love mm-hmm. to go around the room and just talk about one little thing that you like to do every day for yourself.
My favorite thing I like to do after a busy, long day, I like to go home and look as socially unacceptable as possible. I like to get in sweats. I like to put on a sweater. I like to put my hair in a top knot and burrito myself and either eat dinner, watch TV. That's like my self-care thing. I think my nighttime routine is like my bread and butter of self-care.
My sort of easy self-care, if you've been a fan of the Try Guys for a while, you know the Habersburger household loves coffee in bed. We have two cups of coffee in bed every morning, and we sit. And before we would sit without Alfred, and now we have Alfred. So we sit and we pet our kitty, and he's super adorable, and we just drink our coffee. And I never make the coffee. That's also my self-care. That my coffee is brought to me. We actually had a pretty funny instance the other day of early morning coffee where I clean the coffee pot every other day so it doesn't stain. And Keith Habersberger went to make the coffee in the morning, and he filled the water thing, lifted it from the sink over the coffee pot, put it on the coffee maker where the coffee pot was not, came back into bed.
Oh,
and
no.
About 6 minutes later, I was like, what's that noise? Keith runs out of bed, coffee all over the counter and the floor. And for, those that don't know, we moved. So, we just bought a house, and Keith let coffee go all over the counter. It was an accident.
And you have white countertops.
We have white countertops. It did not stain. Oh, no. We cleaned it up really, really fast, but it was a little hiccup in our normal morning coffee self-care because we both had to jump awake really fast to clean it up. But, accidents happen.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Especially at 6 a.m.
Especially at like 6 a.m.
Most accidents happen before you fully caffeinate yourself for the day.
Yes. What's your self-care, Rach?
Gosh, this is going to sound so lame, but I'm going to say it anyway. I really love, either during nap time on a weekend or at the end of the day when we crawl into bed, going through photos of my kids from the day and favoriting all the best little ones. And I add it to like iCloud albums for them to have later. Like I split them up, like my favorite photos of them.
Oh my God.
And I just love having those. And then I'll show them to my husband and be like, look, 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 and rewatching. It just, I love photography and I love film, obviously. This is what we do. And never has there been a muse so enticing as my children.
Oh, that is the most wholesome thing I've heard.
That's so sweet. It's my favorite. I love it.
And you take some good pics of those babies.
Yeah. I take all the family photos.
Your Instagram is pretty.
They're very photogenic children.
Yes.
They're cute.
Yeah, I do something very similar where at nap time I'll kind of go through and look at all the photos. But also Wes really likes to look at photos of himself. And so sometimes I just save it to look at with him. You know, I'm like, oh, that's a good one. And that's a good one.
With his little
his
underbite his smile.
That's so cute.
I don't know so how, goofy. But our nanny Michelle is able to get him to like smile for real. And I don't know how she does it. I don't
She's
know how.
Professional.
Like, yeah, when I say smile, Wes, he goes.
Mimi's got the secrets.
I don't know.
What's your self care?
Oh, my self care. I don't have like one big thing that I do. I have a bunch of little things. One of them is I make our bed every day, and that brings me a lot of joy. A lot of joy. There's something about having like a made bed. I know that some people don't even bother to make their beds or just don't care. My dad being one of those people, we argue about this all the time. He's like, well, you're just gonna get back in it. It's like, never mind. But making the bed, you know, we don't have like 1,000 pillows or anything like that. We just have like 2 pillows that we throw on it and like a cover. I don't know, it just, especially in like Corona times, when you're in your house all the time, just having that sense of like things being put together a little bit. And I truly think that organizing is like my love language, because I clean the kitchen every night before, like kind of before we go to bed or before we settle in for the night. I make sure that the dishwasher's on and, you know, the sink is clean and that sort of, and like all the dishes are sort of gathered from all the various places. It just makes me feel more settled.
Yeah. I get that. When my bed's not made in the middle of the day and I'm like doing a lot of chores, such as like laundry.
Yeah.
It's the worst when your bed's not made. So I have to make my bed. Yeah. But when Zach, like if I'm going to work earlier than Zach, then the bed is not made all day. And sometimes I have to make the bed at like 6 p.m. just so I can do my laundry and like fold it.
Yeah. Or just feel that sense of like accomplishment or something like that.
I did it.
Yeah. That's actually another thing that I do. Another like small thing. I'm a list person. Mm-hmm. I love lists are just the way that my brain organizes things. Mm-hmm. I think if I had been a little bit younger, I would have really gotten into like bullet journaling. You know, because that's sort of like I write everything out by hand. Ned uses Google Tasks and all this sort of stuff. And I like having it on paper. I like having a piece of paper or a notebook or something like that where I write everything down. And I my trick is to write down the things that I've already done.
So you can check them off.
So that I can check them off. But it's also, you know, it's also a way to keep track of the things that you've accomplished.
Yes.
Which very is important. Very important. It's important to be able to look at a list and think to yourself, oh, I did do that and I did do that. And it's not just this thing that you this list of things that you just have to get done, you know? And I always try to make sure that my lists include a good amount of things that are very easy to do and also a little bit more difficult to do. Because that way when I do the easy things, then I feel really good about myself. And and I find myself, I have a little bit more energy to do the very difficult things.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I saw a thing online that was about like a tip for managing like anxiety or depression was to make your bed in the morning, because it means you accomplished one thing as soon as you woke up. Like you can look at your day and be like, well, I did something.
Yeah.
And it sort of motivates you to do more things throughout the day.
Totally.
So I love that.
Yeah.
I feel that way about exercise too. you know, where they there have been studies where people who exercise in the morning, they like just feel better about their day. They feel, you know, things are just a little bit more because they have accomplished something so early and something so big and oftentimes daunting, you know, to go out and like go for a run or go to a gym class or something like that. There are a lot of people out there who are like, I have to go to the gym. Yeah. I have to work out, you know.
But endorphins make you happy, and happy people don't murder their husbands. Legally blonde? Anyone? No?
Yes,
no?
Yes, just yes.
All right. That's another one of my self-cares is movies and TV and books.
Yeah.
Totally.
Watch it, read it, love it.
What's your self-care show right now?
We're watching Bly Manor.
Oh. Isn't that a scary one?
Unfortunately, it's not this season. I was last expecting season was. Spooks. I was expecting ghosts up the wazoo, but instead I'm getting romance and these like hot ghosts. They're too hot.
Sounds awful, Becky.
Ghosts should be spooky.
Tell me more about this
ghosts
awful show.
Be spooky, not sexy.
No sexy ghosts.
I don't
no
know. Sexy ghosts. What's that Nicole Kidman one? The Others.
The Others. Maggie
that's yeah some sexy ghosts.
Those are some sexy ghosts. Yeah. P.S. I love you. Sexy ghost. Not really a scary movie, but
yeah, you're Bly looking Manor, for some spooky.
I really like. I wanted something, yeah, that would really spook me, but it didn't. We're also, what else are we watching? Oh, we're almost done with Deaf You.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Talk about it's college, man. Everyone's hooking up with everyone. Each episode is a different, like, hookup story. I was like, I feel like I'm back in college with my friends, hearing, like, about all their crazy antics when they're out. But that's a good one. But unless you are deaf or hard of hearing, you do have to look at the screen the whole time. So you have to be very engaged with that show. Same with like K-dramas, unless you speak Korean.
Can't check your phone.
Can't check your phone, can't walk out of the room. I've done that a couple times with what's the K-drama that I'm watching right now? Crash Landing Into You. That one.
What a
name. Which really starts with someone crash landing into another person in the demilitarized zone of North Korea.
Wow.
K-dramas are wild, guys. They are so fun. But unless you speak Korean, you cannot leave the room. I will like go get a snack and I'll be like, I don't know what they're saying. Wait, go back.
I'm lost.
Do you guys have a spooky movie that you go to every October?
I love Insidious, the Insidious franchise. Ooh. I also love the Conjuring franchise.
Jump scares. Those are too scary. Those are real scary.
They're spooktacular. The thing I love about Insidious and the Conjuring is how many movies they've been able to make out of the first ones. Like Insidious basically shows you at the end 50 ghosts or something like that. Like they go through this other world and they see all these ghosts and they have somehow made like 7 more movies, each focusing on a different ghost that was like in that room. It's great. It'll never end. I could watch Insidious until I die. I'll be 80 and there'll be a new Insidious
movie. My answer was going to be Hocus Pocus. So we're on different spook levels.
I like Hocus Pocus.
Last year I watched it at El Capitan Theater and they had like the pre-show.
Oh, that's fun.
It was so fun.
Did you dress up?
No, I didn't dress up. Wait, no, I have a Hocus Pocus shirt. I wore my shirt. That doesn't count, but yeah.
I recently rediscovered Practical Magic. Talking about Nicole Kidman. Wow, that show. It's not like scary, but it's like it's one of those movies that sort of it awakened this sort of spookiness in me as a teenager. You know?
I feel you found your inner witch.
Yeah. I did. I totally got spook into like the. I went to like a half price bookstore and got like a spell book or something. Wow. Absolutely. I know. Oh yeah. You guys were talking about how you wouldn't touch a Ouija board. I'm over here like reading spells. You know, like
see, I'd look at the spells.
Tying like red strings around photographs of old boyfriends and I don't know, burning them or something. You guys ever did that? That was like the thing to do in high school.
In high school, I would like TP ex-boyfriend's house, not throw their things
obvious,
on the fire.
It's too obvious.
I know.
Hide it was something under somebody's pillow. Yeah. I mean, there are like those little things. That...
What did you hide under the pillow? Like a horse head?
It was very difficult to hide, I'll have you know. No. I'm trying to think to myself, like, I think it was like a note, you know, like a, you know, like you would write like a mantra or something, you know, and then you would like put it under your pillow or, you know, maybe if you were thinking a little bit more, like pointed attack against someone, you would write, I do not remember, but
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You know, you would write something like, I don't know, like, I want this person to care for me or something like that, you know. And you,
this is
like,
Ariel's self-care.
Yeah.
Ariel's
no, this is writing my self-care.
Notes under her pillow.
So she can osmosis them. Sleep on her mantra.
No, yeah. but there was a time, you know, when I was looking for something a little bit wider out there. And and I found that from like Practical Magic and like, you know, I don't know.
Ariel, do you subscribe to crystals?
There was a time when I did like have crystals and I believed that they imparted certain feelings me and other people. Now I think it's more of like a fun thing to do when I go to Ojai or something and I walk into a crystal store and I'm like, yeah, I feel it. I feel the healing power. I don't know. Do you?
No, not really. When I broke my wrist, we bought some healing crystals in a shop in Ojai. Heal my wrist faster. And I put them on my bedside.
Yeah. I had like a little bowl with crystals now on my bedside table for a little while until I was like, this is not baby proof.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're gone now.
Yeah. But so getting back to self-care.
Yeah, what are the like big self-care things you do for yourself?
It's a good question. You're looking at me. I do not have large things that I do for myself. I used to. You know, I think coronavirus has kind of changed the way that I think about caring for myself. I used to have, you know, like a monthly massage subscription, which I took a lot of I would have like an hour or two where I would be like, okay, this is my time. Mm-hmm. This is my time to kind of, you know, relax. I've committed to getting this massage. I'm really just going to take care of myself right now. And I used to get, like mani-pedis and that's something that is important to me is like being able to kind of just have my fingernails and my toenails put together. Mm-hmm. And I've been painting my own toenails just because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel good about myself. Yeah. You know, but that was definitely something I used to do is I would call a friend and we would go get like a pedicure together or something like that. And so it's sort of two things that you would do in one. You would take care of yourself, but also like, you know, getting lunch with a friend was kind of like self-care too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But in quarantine, I've realized that those things don't matter to me quite as much. You know, like they do. I still appreciate being put together. Mm-hmm. But those, you know, kind of doing it every month and I sort of realized that it was almost like because it was an appointment on my calendar, it was almost like a stressful thing. Like I had to do this. Like I had to schedule time for myself. And I found that doing a bunch of little things for myself every day has been serving that purpose. But mm-hmm. it did take a while to get there. The early quarantine was rough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was for many people just figuring out the new normal.
I'm very into like my nightly routine. When I get home from work, I have like things that I like to do. Like I am a nightly showerer. Mm. If I am going to work out after work, which I try and get in multiple times a week, not every single day of the week, but I'll work out, then I'll go on like a 45-minute walk with Bowie to like cool down. Then I cook dinner. Then I start my skincare, which it's not even an option for me. I was not blessed with like the best skin of the world. So if I skip a day of skincare, like I start breaking out almost immediately. And then wind down time, I'll usually just do journaling. Like I'll do three things I'm grateful for. That's it.
Not every day.
That's nice. But like when I get into ruts where I'm like focusing on negatives, or if I'm having like trouble at work or mm-hmm. with personal things at home, it's really helped me a lot. Just ending my day with three things. Like, and they don't have to be like super complicated things. Like I found a penny on the ground, or like mm-hmm. I got to talk to my mom today and like we had a lovely conversation, like things like that. Just very simple things.
That is such a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Like way to when you don't feel good, figure out what in your life is like serving you and is beneficial to you and is like making you happy.
I actually started setting alarms on my phone. It has like mm-hmm. the nighttime, so all my apps turn off and it goes doon doon. So I know when to start, like after 8 or 9:30, because I usually go to bed by 11. I try and like start winding down.
I gotta stay up later so I can do more self-care in the evenings. 9:30 is my bedtime.
Yeah. It's hard though, because when I was working 12-hour shifts, like mm-hmm. flip-flopping between schedules, night shift, like if I don't have some sort of routine in place, my life just turns to shambles, like not having enough times. And like I have those like adult post-it notes for the entire week.
I've never thought of them like that.
It's like huge, and you can rip one off every week and uh-huh. you just write down like Monday, uh-huh. this thing, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I
just find that so funny.
Adult.
I was thinking like a boob shaped post-it note.
No.
Naughty post-it.
She's always got naughty things on the mind.
She's an adult post-it notes.
She's rushing with hormones.
Tell me about it. We're so close.
I guess post-it notes are for adults. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yes. We do.
Because if I notice that I'm just going all willy-nilly about my day, I'm less intentional about things. Like I start eating out more. I don't nourish my body. I stop drinking water. And then it just all goes to shit. What about you guys?
You know, skincare and makeup, love them. That's always high on my self-care list.
Yeah.
I started therapy recently. That's been a lovely self-care.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
It is self-care. Uh-huh. You know, some people think of it as like, you know, something that they have to do or something that I don't know, is like shameful or, you know, I absolutely do not feel that way. It is self-care. Mm-hmm. It is something that you are doing for yourself.
Yeah.
And it feels so good sometimes.
Yeah. I like those self-improvement things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I would absolutely join a cult. that's how they would get me.
Has Nexium called lately?
Yeah, seriously.
Knuckle. They haven't gotten to me
yet. Okay, good.
but they
I think that's because they're in jail. But
maybe even in the last episode of The Vow, there was a point in it where I was like, oh, wait, I'm back in. Yeah, okay, I would do this. They were like in Mexico talking about like talking to these super wealthy people that they wanted in their cult. And they were like, you know, if you have $10, that takes someone else all day to earn their $10. Your $10, you piss it away on like a drink or dinner or something like that. Isn't that terrible? And I was like, that is terrible. This is already 9 episodes in. I'm like, no, Becky, get out of there.
Becky, no.
It speaks to me.
Your self-care cannot be cults.
No.
Joining new cults. But yeah, those are what I like.
So good. Do you guys have things that you feel like you could do today, like on high anxiety, high stress days, like election day? There are things that you go to that are like really nice and make you feel better. You know, like if you've gone and voted, how do you treat yourself?
Go buy new underwear. That's like my favorite thing.
Ooh,
yeah.
New undies.
Yeah. That's in college, after I had an exam or something, I like purge my underwear every few years, but just like buying like 3 more, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
You feel fancy.
Yeah. My mom and I would always go get a donut after she had to get a mammogram and I would have to get my, you know, pap smear or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
I'm very food motivated.
I'm very food motivated. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. If I have a rough day, it's usually like a glass of wine or more like, it's like, chocolate or
have a nibble.
Yeah. Those foods that you like generally don't have for yourself, you know, like donuts are actually a really good one because they're so difficult to make.
You're not making a donut.
You have to go out and buy it.
Yeah.
So they're just this like very special treat.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually reminds me, Miles, I heard you brought donuts for the guys.
Yeah.
I heard Miles brought donuts for the guys one time.
Miles,
you don't bring
stuff for us.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you like us?
Well, I do.
Why don't you want to sit with us with donuts?
I'll bring donuts next time.
Okay. Excellent. Donuts are self-care.
Donuts are self-care, yeah.
But, I mean, working out, too. That's like, I didn't mean exactly for that to go from, like, donuts to working out, but they're both things that you really like. You have to make an effort to go get them. You know, you have to make an effort to go get a donut. You have to make an effort to work out. What about baths?
I have a bath in our apartment, but it's not the biggest bath. Zach uses our bathtub exclusively for him. He has an entire little setup. He props his phone up. I haven't used ours. I feel like if I had a bathtub like yours, Ariel, I would use the bath all the time.
I would literally use your bathtub every day.
Yeah. In fact, could we use your bathtub?
Yeah. This is us asking.
There are times when we have people stay over. We don't have like so the master bath is the only place where there's like a nice bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And I often think to myself, like, maybe I should offer them the bathtub. Even though it's like a really awkward thing, like you can go into our bathroom and use our bathtub.
Ned would be pissed.
He probably would. Because that's like Ned's bath time is a very special
sacred
thing.
Very sacred.
It is a sacred time.
You offered to let me take a bath once.
Did I?
Yeah.
See,
the first time I ever saw it, I was like, this is the most beautiful bathtub I've ever seen. And
I
you
was like, anytime.
Very genuinely said, anytime you want to come over and take a bath.
I truly mean that.
What's so funny is that, like, we probably wouldn't really hang out while a friend took a bath. Right. So it's just like, okay, I'll see you in a few.
I'm going to go to the grocery store.
If I'm not out in an hour, come
knock on the door. Wake me up.
Do your things. Like, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I do not use our bath that much.
A crime.
It's a crime.
I find
bath wants to be used.
I find them very boring.
You
also don't like showers.
I also don't like showers. I don't know. I find
Ariel hasn't bathed in like 3 months.
I bathe this morning. But I find baths to be very inefficient. You know, and it's not that my life is about efficiency. It's just that, like, I don't know. There's like, you can do all these different things in the bath, like put in the Epsom salts and the bath bombs and all that kind of stuff. And I love that. I think it's great. I think the smells are nice. But like, once you're actually sitting in the bathtub, then now you're like,
what now?
What the fuck do I do now? Like, I'm just sitting. I'm like,
you put on
wet.
Some men yet?
I'm wet in a, I'm like wet and warm.
And warm.
You can have a glass
cozy.
Of wine.
Have a glass you of wine. Have,
you can have. You guys can't.
You're like a little baby. Very in the soon, womb.
Sorry. Yeah. But yes, but when I can have a glass of wine. And sometimes, I do, like if, you know, let's maybe a year ago or something like that, I would like sit in the bath and I would have a glass of wine. But then, you know, it's like a couple sips in, I'm like, well, now what? What am I, you know?
You need a laptop.
And like, I'll read a book, but then it gets wet. And then I think to myself, like, well, I'm in the bath. Should I, like, wash? It's like, no.
You just make some aerial stew.
But then it's like a waste. Yeah. You know, but then I have to shower anyway, and then I have to get wet again. And you guys know how much I hate showering. And so, you know, it's just like, it just seems like a waste if I don't wash while I'm in the bath.
You shave your legs.
You rinse at the end.
It's just a rinse in between those week-long stretches in between your showers.
I guess.
Nice little warm rinse.
I guess.
Yeah, what are you doing at jacuzzi? It's just kind of like a bath. Sit. So fun. But love it.
Maybe my bath needs like jets or something so that I could like actually feel like I'm getting a massage or something like that.
Yeah.
Good.
That's pretty good.
Because, yeah, that's kind of what I like about like a hot tub or something like that. But I feel very similarly about a hot tub. Like, I like it because it... Oh, Becky's looking at me like, no. So unsanitary. But there's something about...
The walking UTI. No.
Well, but what's the difference with a bath? I guess it's your bath.
Well, you shouldn't put a bath. I'm just... A heads up to anyone that's getting chronic UTIs or yeast infections. If you are using bath bombs... Or fragrance. Soap fragrance in your tub and then sitting there and letting it ruminate in your vagina. It's going to give you
What's the point UTI? Of a bath bomb? What's it doing for you?
Some for people your skin? Put like essential oils and like
moisturizers.
Yeah.
It just makes your tub all dirty.
Yeah. So they used to be a lot more simpler and then they become more complicated. Like some of them are like moisturizing. Yeah.
I mean... Okay, so Wes and Ned take a bath every day.
That is outrageous.
Every day.
Every day they take a bath?
Bath buddy.
I mean, you know, Wes needs to take a bath because
I know. Wes
he actually gets dirty.
That's fair. But Ned gets in with him every day.
Every single day. It has gotten to the point where I run the bath after dinner and Ned will get in the bath before Wes is even ready for the bath. Wes is still running amok around the house and Ned is... luxuriating in our child's bath.
Wow.
I know.
You run the bath and then you clean up dinner while Wes runs around
and Ned is in the bath.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
And then I like usher my son into the bath that Ned is already in. So Ned's like in the bath and he like pops his head up from the water and is like, oh, is it bath time?
Excuse me.
It is. But, you know, so this came because Wes loves bath bombs. We have kids bath bombs. They make these little like Frida baby bath bombs. And one of them is eucalyptus, which is for like when you're sick. And one of them is lavender for before bed. And they're great. They're like really nice little bath bombs. And they make it really soft in there, as Ned has told me. But like Wes just loves it. He thinks that they are the most fun thing in the world. They get all fizzy. And they don't stain. These are just like white. I think it's just salt and probably moisturizers. So Ned and Wes take baths every night. And I just sit on the outside of the bath.
You join the bathroom?
Sometimes. Usually I go and I like clean up dinner, clean the kitchen, you know, kind of do my like nightly things and like start the laundry and start the dishwasher and all that kind of stuff. And then when I feel that bath is like kind of winding down, then I'll go in and like get Wes out of the bath. Oh my God. Ned'll finish his bath. And then,
Well, pretty soon a new boy is going to take Ned's spot in the bath.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do. We have such a good routine.
You're not going to, it's not going to be Ned right. and two toddlers.
It's going to be two toddlers, right?
It's going to be two toddlers. I don't think I'd fit in the bathtub with the girls. So, I mean, he's got a little time before baby boy goes in, but.
That's true.
So sometimes I walk in and they're just like, it's like a giggle fest. It's very sweet.
Aww.
But I mean, baths. And then you have to get out and you're like wet. Every yes. time.
I mean, that's how showers work, too, though. Now I am concerned with how often you bathe.
I usually
feel like you're dropping little hints here that you're maybe like a once a week. Like
I bathed this morning.
She has a lot of sink showers.
I do not like
sponge baths.
They're very efficient when I do take a shower.
Mm. Just do the pits.
She's in, she's out.
Yeah. It actually is. Like, I go in and I rub soap here. Here and here and I like, you know, and I, if I need to, I'll be like shave done, you know. Well, I'll wash my hair, but I cut my hair off, so now you guys haven't seen it because I just keep it up, which I don't know why. I just don't feel like doing it, probably because it takes a really long time after I've showered to then dry my hair and then style my hair. Mm-hmm. Anybody else feel me on this?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. My hair's always a frizz ball.
Yep.
Mine
I
too.
I just brush it. I just like headbands.
What do people do? What do you do, Becky? Tell us about your hair.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
Maggie and Becky, your hair always.
I
looks feel
like
great.
You're like, Becky, what do people do? And then you looked at me. I'm like, about what?
Becky is I don't know what the opposite question is. Ariel, where she loves to like
I do
all the things yeah. after a shower.
Yeah.
But you do them better than us. So
I feel
tell
like you do the
how.
Like the moisturizers and the oils and everything.
Yes. Like. I'm very I like routines and like my regimens.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the showering day. Sometimes my showers are really quick because I'll give all you dry skin girls and guys and, you know, non-binary people out there a little tip. If you are dry, don't wash your face in the morning.
Mm.
You don't need to wash your face in the morning.
Good tip.
Yeah. Unless you're oily or you don't wash your pillowcase, yeah, which you should be washing at least once a week if you can. Or at least flip it over. Miles is like, what?
What?
At least flip it over.
Then Miles can't remember the last time he washed his pillowcase.
Yeah. Miles is like, what's a pillowcase? but what do I do? Okay, so
I sleep on Sarah's feet.
Yeah. they sleep backwards. They just use each other as pillows. They don't even have a bed. Miles is like, please stop talking about me. He's like, I hate this. Please leave me out of this. What do I do? Okay. I try to wash. People are like, try and go a week without washing your hair. I cannot go like 3 days. And by day three, I'm even looking a little rough. I can't. So I wash my hair probably 2 days, every 3 days. And then I have a regular shampoo and a volumizing, like clarifying shampoo.
Did you use both at once?
No, I'll use the clarifying one every other time that I wash my hair.
So you switch back and forth?
I switch back and forth, yeah. And then I'll do a leave-in conditioner both times, regardless of the
Doesn't that thingy. Wait.
So it takes 10 minutes. Yeah. So I try and plan
my
leg shaving day.
10 minutes?
And I have to leave my shampoo on my hair for 2 minutes. So I also have an Alexa in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
I tell her to set timers for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'll do on those days, like while my hair stuff is in, I'll exfoliate and I'll shave. And sometimes I'll like, usually those days I also do like self tanner. I know I look so tan. Ooh, and you're like, Becky, wow, it's really working for you.
Becky, coming from the Bahamas.
Coming, yes. No, my self tanner is just to make me not translucent. and then sometimes I'll like let my hair air dry, but usually I blow dry it because I have like frizzy curly hair that's been permed, bleached, damaged in every way you could do it. So. Yes. I got to blow dry.
Blow dry. Do you do it with like the brush in like a nice way?
It depends on what's like what we'll be doing. If I need to be like if I'm going to be visible or like on camera, then I'll do like a round brush blowout because in makeup school they showed us a very small hair class. And I also like watching tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll watch tutorials on like how to blow out your own hair, how to I learned how to braid on YouTube.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. YouTube's got a lot of stuff out there, man.
I know.
YouTube's so great.
YouTube's great.
Love the YouTubes. But yeah, I like to mask too. I do like, I'll usually do in the shower after. Well, it depends on the, if it's just going to be like a normal mask, like I'm just going to do like a hydrating or like a clarifying, whatever, I'll do it before the shower and then get in. But I do have like a mask routine that I do like once a month. Ooh. Which is an acid peel, a clay mask, okay, and then a hydrator.
I saw this because an esthetician told me.
Oh, I saw this same Instagram story.
I put a bunch of the products in my Amazon cart. I'm not going to buy them from Amazon, but I just wanted a place to remember them.
Yeah. They're in my highlights too, because people are like, "What are you using?"
I'm scared of the acid.
The acids are very scary, and you have to be very, very careful when you put acids on your face, and you have to know about your skin, and you have to read instructions. Yeah. I worked in retail with makeup for years, and the amount of people that would come in with something that got fucked up on their face, yeah, or some product that didn't work, and I would ask them, well, how did you use this? And I'd be like, well, actually, ma'am, on the back of the container here under directions, it says that's not how you use it. Yeah. Just not what I would actually say to people, but that's what I thought in my head.
I left it on overnight. And it's like, oh my God. Sometimes you are supposed to put this on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and there's so many products out there right now, too, that aren't, like, I think people think skincare is something that you can just buy the things that everyone says are the best. Do this, do this, do this. But your skin is so unique to you. And there are a lot of things that don't interact well together. So while glycolic acid and retinol are very good for anti-aging, you should not use glycolic acid and retinol together, or you're going to burn the shit out of your face.
Noted, wow. Because I have done that.
And then if you're using retinol, you should also be using a ton of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Who else in this room is like, Becky, come tell me what to use. Like, make a plan for me.
Becky, please.
The only thing I will say is just like hair, everyone has different skin textures. And when I was going through everything that I was just looking at like different people with beautiful skin. And I was like, what are they doing that I'm not doing? And I overwhelmed my skin mantle with just all the things. I was like, they have beautiful skin. They're using this. And my skin freaked out. Mm-hmm. It's really important to just pay attention to what your skin, your hair, your body is telling you, and trying to like roll with that versus trying to overwhelm your skin. And just because this person on Instagram told you to buy this cream doesn't necessarily that mean it's going to work for you.
Yeah. Right. And only try one new thing at a time.
No, Becky's
that's
like
the
really
other
good
advice that I tell people is try one thing at a time. Because if you try two things, or like, let's say you never eat dairy and you decide, you know, this is from personal experience. During quarantine, we kind of said, fuck it, we're going to eat dairy again. Uh-huh. But like, if you change your diet in some way, don't also start a new moisturizer. Don't start a new toner or something like that. Because then if you get a breakout or something like interacts with your skin, you're not going to know if it was your change in diet or this product. Or if you try two new products at once, you don't know if it's which product irritated you, because different things can irritate different
people. I was very
people.
Much on the 12-step skin routine. Let me try all these 12 new products. And then my skin was like,
So your skin was like, that's too many steps, Meg.
There was like this.
Cannot handle.
Yeah, it was too much.
So we know this, but I don't think our audience knows this, that Rachel does not wash her face.
I wash my face.
She's coming for you. She's like, you said I don't shower, so now I'm going to tell people you don't wash your face.
I don't mean it like that. Okay. I don't mean it like that. I mean it in the sense that, like, you know, here, Becky's talking about how, like, being careful with all of these different products, you know, and then, like there are some people out there who just will rinse their face with water and be done with it. You know, and they have great skin, Rachel.
Wash my face with a cleanser in the shower almost every day. And there if I don't shower, then I will wash my face with the same cleanser at the sink. Yeah. And I just don't usually wash it at night.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah. I really poop out at night.
I know, I get it. Some people's skin don't need as much TLC as others. It's just like, it's whatever the cards you were dealt, you know? Like, some people don't have to blow dry their hair at all, and their hair is beautiful and voluminous, and it's just...
You're looking at
so
me.
So jealous of those
people. That's not me.
So jealous.
Yeah. I'm looking at Becky.
No, I have to do mine. But I have a girlfriend who has beautiful mermaid hair, just like, she doesn't even own a blow dryer. And I'm like,
my sister's so like that.
Yeah.
My sister, she gets these like waves from putting her hair up in a ponytail. And I'm like, come on. Like, I have super thin hair, which has always been like the bane of my existence because, you know, I have to like use special products to make it look like I have hair. My sister has like really thick, like blonde hair. And I swear to God, I'm just like, how did this happen? how did you get the good hair?
See, I have a theory. I think with hair, it's more obvious. The more you've done to it from youth onward, the more you're going to have to do to like maintain it. So if you've been using heat products for a long time or constantly bleaching, constantly perming, you're going to have to do more work than somebody who didn't do that in their youth. And I think the same is true with skincare because there are so many men that have the most beautiful skin for
hormones
literally no
reason, to do with it too.
For doing nothing. Yeah, but there's, you can have sensitive skin. So if you have like rosacea or eczema, like things that you would have had since childhood, that's sensitive, but you can have sensitized skin. So if you were in sixth grade using the St. Ives apricot scrub every day, like I did, just scrubbing the crap out of your face.
You're going to be that more stuff on as a mask.
Yeah,
I would scrub my face.
Definitely not.
And then I know I'm sure that's not in the directions, but I would leave it on my face, especially if I was breaking out or something.
Yeah.
And I would scrub even if I had bad breakouts, and then I would leave it on my face as like a mask. And I would lay down for 10 minutes and I'd be like, this is so good for my skin.
Self-care.
But see, boys who never did anything or girls who never did anything or non-binary people who never did anything in their youth to their face, I think sometimes it does. It's the things that we've put on it. Less is more in times. And then, your hormones change when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
When you're pregnant, after you're pregnant.
Yeah.
All the things. Your tummy has to do with your skin. Your hormones have to affect your skin. There's so many things. My mom would go to bed. She's going to kill me for saying it. She would go to bed every night with a full face of Estee Lauder foundation on. Every single night. And she only stopped doing it. I think she still does it sometimes. But she only stopped doing it recently. She's flawless. You know, I'm not going to say how old she is, but she doesn't look as old as, she's not old. She's 25. I'm gonna dig myself back out of this hole. Sorry, mom.
She's actually my sister.
She's actually my sister. We get confused for twins all the time. She's my younger
little
sister. Yes.
Kim has
beautiful skin. She does not get, I mean, a lot of skincare is genetic too. Like both my parents have really, really good skin, never really suffered with any sort of like major acne problems or anything like that. So even wearing a full face of Estee Lauder makeup, she will wake up, wash her face, and still look perfect.
You know, and her skin's great. Myself on not washing my face at night. I think I have very sensitive skin.
I did not mean to call you out, Rach. I'm so sorry.
If I exfoliate like once a week, my skin gets really red. And I think sort of the less I like touch it, the better it is. Whenever I try a new fancy product that costs a lot of money, my face gets all red.
Yeah.
Did you find after chemo that your skin changed a lot? Or did you get any advice about what to change or what to compensate for, I guess?
No, I don't recall what was happening with my skin during chemo, really. But I was like 25 and broke. And so I had like Oil of Olay moisturizer or something. You know, like I didn't have like nice things.
Yeah.
And I think I just used that for a long time.
Really nice.
I mean, I had whatever you bought at like Duane Reade.
Right, like CVS.
Yeah. It wasn't Kiehl's and it wasn't like Drunk Elephant, you know?
Yeah. But you never had reactive skin like growing up? Because I know you said your hair texture did change.
My hair texture changed for the better, in my opinion. It thinned out, but it got like, I had like really frizzy curls, but they weren't like tight, cute curls. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like a frizzy mess and it just got wavier, which was really nice for me personally.
To redeem myself, can I say that?
Ariel and I are fighting.
Yeah, we're having an argument right now.
Having a feud. Ariel doesn't shower and I don't wash my face.
The title's going to be Nobody Showers and Everyone's Fighting. Clickbait.
No, I said that because I am in awe of you. You know, because I do think that, like, it is, there's a certain, we're talking about, like, your mom or just, you know, women who can go to sleep with a full face of makeup and nothing happens, or, you know, like, doesn't have to do a skincare regimen, or like, you know, use all these different products. And there's a sense of jealousy. Do you guys ever?
For sure. Yeah, I'm jealous of people with non-frizzy hair and naturally dark eyelashes. Those are my mortal enemies.
Yeah,
I want to be them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that jealousy needs to be there. No. You know, I find but I do find myself feeling that way. You know, when I'm like, oh my gosh, she can go to bed with a full face of makeup and nothing happens. Like, stop it. You know, and you sort of look back on like, well, I've always been doing these things and I have to work so hard to like keep my face from breaking out, or to I have to put on concealer every day to like look presentable. You know, there's just certain things that you feel like you have to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes you don't have to do those things.
No.
You know, like, you are beautiful
all up
the
in
way
your
you
head.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gotten the are you feeling okay?
Yes. Oh,
and
God.
You're like, I just didn't wear makeup today.
Yeah. I feel fine.
You're like, well, now I don't feel okay. Yeah. I think I look really tired.
I know. People don't think that saying you look tired is a total diss.
Yeah. Like, but it is.
You know, like, I have definitely said that to people as thinking to myself, like, oh, I want to help you. I want to take care of you. Mm. And then I realize, don't say that. That's not nice.
Yeah. No one wants to hear it.
No one wants to hear that.
No, and never ask anyone what's on their face.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, go on.
I've had people, I mean, it's not my story, it's Keith's story, but he has a mole on the back of his head, and he also has, he'll get like little cystic acne sometimes, and people will be like, you got a haircut that was too short once, and someone's like, what's on the back of your head?
Oh my God.
I was like, what's on the back of your head, man? Leave him alone. He knows it's there.
Yeah.
Leave his little moly mole alone.
Also, like, what
or
do
like
you...
acne. It's like, don't ask people what's on their face.
What do you think it is?
Yeah.
Like, are you just pointing it out to point it out? Or do you want me to talk about it? What's
that?
Yeah. I remember when I was going through, like, my cystic acne days, the worst thing that people would, my coworkers especially, because I didn't wear a lot of makeup at work because I was just letting my skin breathe. But I remember one coworker comes up to me. She's an older woman. She's like, do you wash your face?
I was like, oh my gosh. I just wanted to burst into tears. I was like, yes, I wash my face.
She's like, oh, you should put some aloe vera. It's kind of red.
I'm like, I know. I know.
But that's like the worst thing.
Unless you're a skincare expert and you have actual.
I know. I think she meant well, but like,
don't offer unless it's asked.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't offer something someone's not asking for.
No. So, all you people suffering from acne, I feel you.
I think we've all been there.
What's your routine like? Yeah. Do you have like a specific routine that you follow? That
kind of the bigger things that helped me a lot was I followed this regimen from Face Reality, and they helped me like target different brands of foundations that I was using and moisturizers that are a little bit more likely to make me break out. So I just do like a simple makeup removing cleanser, a toner, an acid. That's it. That's my routine.
That's it.
Twice a day.
No big deal.
Yeah. That's it.
Right. I try. It's just like three or four steps though.
Yeah.
Instead of 12.
Yeah. But I just like overproduce oil. Like within 20 minutes of me being in this room, like I'll start being really shiny. And I think it's just like, that's my way, my skin's way of shedding its layers.
Yeah, that also means
some people are oilier than others, and that's just based on genetic
wrinkles later.
That's what they say.
That also means that when you are 60 years old, you are going to look like you're 30.
I hope so. The challenges it's posed so far. I hope it's worth it.
It'll all be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have, guys. So once again, today is the day. Get out there and vote. There's not much else to say on that front. If you haven't voted, go out and do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future. Do it for our future. And take care of yourselves. All mm-hmm. of you. Yeah. We're here for you.
We love you.
We love you. Let us know your self-care tips in the comments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Share. Ooh.
Share.
Yeah, let everybody else know, too.
Let us in.
That'd be great.
More we'll love adopt today. Some tips that you guys have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.